السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واغفر لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الجنة تحت أقدام أمهاتكم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, May 8, second Sunday of the May, is celebrated as a Mother's Day in the world. And what they do in this day, they go to their parents, even they are in old age homes, they buy some flowers, some gifts, some jewelry, some chocolates, or if they are more kind, they take them out for dinner once in a year. And they feed them their, you know, special food, what they will like. And after that, they dump them back into the old age home. And they have to keep on waiting till next Mother's Day. And in America, in 1872, the lady with the name of Julia Ward Howe first had this idea that we should have one special day for the mothers, to respect them, to honor them. Then another feminist activist, Anna Jarvis, she founded this Mother's Day. And on the May 8, 1914, the President Woodrow Wilson had signed a bill and made it official, celebrate the Mother's Day celebration as a national holiday. But it is funny that Mother's Day was founded by Anna Jarvis, but she did not get married. She did not have any child. She was not the mother. She didn't know what mother is all about. She didn't went through with the pregnancy and, you know, birth of the child, etc. But she became famous because of this activity. As the in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had highlighted the rights of the parents from the very beginning, 1500 years ago. They only made it official in 1914 that, yeah, we should respect the mothers. But here, Islam taught us that after the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second most important position is for the mother, for the parents, mother and father. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ, Allah Ta'ala said in Bani Israel, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ, قَضَى is the order, is the command. There is no choice. We have to do it. That's why it's called Qazi, the justice. Whatever, you know, ruling he writes and declares, everybody has to follow. That's the final decision. No one has any argument after that. So Allah Ta'ala used very hard word to emphasize on the importance of the obeying the parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَا. The first right is ubudiyat, that we must only and only worship in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَا. We should only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the servants, we always have to worship only one Allah, Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost. And immediately after that, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Now you should have the ihsan upon your parents. Treat them well, with respect, with honor, with dignity. Ihsan is very high level of akhlaq. When a person has nothing to do, he has no right, still you do over and above, he does not deserve anything, still you treat them well, that is called ihsan. And that's why amongst all the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the sublime character ihsan. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are on the highest position of akhlaq. The highest position of akhlaq is ihsan. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and commands us that you must treat your parents in the state of ihsan. No compromisation, no excuse, no argument. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. أُفْ is just for us to explain. When a person gets upset, is mad, you know, he utters some word. That's what? Out of anger, disappointment. Allah said, not even do that. Don't even do that. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And don't reject them. Don't insult them. Don't humiliate them. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And always, always make sure whenever you have to speak to your parents, speak with a lower voice. Don't raise your even voice in front of your parents. قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Respectful words, words with the love, kindness and compassion. You are not allowed to choose the harsh word against your parents. You don't know how much suffering and pain they went through, special mother. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And what a beautiful example, my brothers. We don't understand the English Arabic language. That's why we don't enjoy the ayat of the Quran. We don't understand. We are ajami, dumb. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ. Lower, you know, your wings. جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ. With zilla, humiliation. Meaning, when you have to walk with your parents, make sure you don't walk in front of your father. You don't walk in front of your mother. Let them walk first, you walk behind. Let them stand first, then you must stand. Let them sit first, then you must sit. Wait for them. Don't sit down before they are sitting. They walk for Loma Janaha Zulli Mina Rahma. Always. Be respectful. Be kind. وَقْفِلْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And always, every day, without missing, after every salah, make dua for them. O Allah, forgive them, have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon me while they were upbringing me. They had tolerated a lot of things from my side because of me. I caused them a lot of physical pain, mental pain, emotional pain. I was a child. I didn't know what is right, what is wrong. I used to cry whole night. I used to, you know, I was very stubborn. Sometimes they couldn't afford my demand. And I used to make them crazy. All these things. Remember, when you were a child. These people are giving the respect only on the Mother's Day, once in a year. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted the position and honor of the mother by saying, "Inna jannata tahta aqdami ummahatik." You are working and making effort, doing all the amal. Why? You are praying 5 times salah. Why? You are fasting whole month of Ramadan. Why? You are taking out zakat 2.5% or sadqat in khairat. Why? You going for hajj and umrah. Why? What is the motive? What is your intention? What is your object? What is the reason behind it? Why are you doing all this good amal? To get entry into the paradise. Isn't it? Throughout the life, we are working. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us, overlook our faults and sins, and let us enter into the paradise. That is our ultimate goal. Every believer has this thing in the back of mind. Whatever good action is doing, because of this, that he wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through pleasure of Allah, he wants to get entry into the paradise. No one can deny this. Right? Entire life, we are making good amal, doing good amal, good actions. So Allah becomes pleased with us. And after all these, there is no guarantee. Even you have done 10, 15, 20 umrahs in hajj, you have spent your entire wealth in charity and sadqat and khairat and zakat. You have performed all the prayers other than faraiz, tahajjud, israq, awabin, etc., etc. There is no guarantee that you will enter into paradise. No guarantee. Allah can reject all the amal. No one can rely on his amal and actions to get entry into paradise. There is no guarantee. But yet here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, guaranteed, your Jannah, your paradise, lying under the feet of your mother. There is guarantee, no doubt about it. How? We don't see Jannah over there, under her feet. It means, if you make khidmah, if you serve your mother, and she becomes happy, then definitely you will get entry into paradise. Even your salat was short, even your zakat was not perfect, even you did not go for hajj and umrah. If your mom is pleased with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook and forgive all the sins. Your mom was pleased with you, go into Jannah. No. But it's not that easy. It's not that simple. We have to struggle. We have to work hard.